This is Radio Bath. Radio Bath.
Thousands of people today are going to be flying away on holiday. But importantly as well, when the alarms were going off, they weren't just in this country. It was also waking people up across the whole of Europe, because Bristol Airport truly is the gateway to our region, welcoming millions of people every single year. But today, one of the busiest days of the year, there's going to be just over 38,000 people both departing but also arriving into our region. And it's worth just taking a bit of a step back in terms of what has aviation actually achieved for everybody in this region, because it enables people to connect like no other mode of transport around the globe, enabling people to experience new places, new cultures. Whether you're going on a school trip, whether you're taking that well-deserved break in retirement, enabling people to connect around the globe and bring people together for those events, those celebrations which people hold dearly in their hearts. And today, over 15% of our passengers here at the airport fly in and out to support businesses. And how do we support that? By providing connectivity as the gateway in and out of this region, with over 115 destinations. Actually, every single day, pretty well, there's a new route coming onto our destinations. We've just added Vienna for this winter, added Munich for this winter, providing fantastic business connectivity to support this region. So with new airlines such as Edelweiss bringing very strong inbound flows from Zurich, and also with Pegasus, which commenced operations to and from Istanbul. It was interesting meeting passengers who were departing on the first flight a couple of weeks ago, where they were connecting to. Yes, to Turkey, but beyond Kazakhstan, into the Gulf region, really underpinning the strength of our region and its reach, which it has not only in Europe, but also worldwide. I really like the word transformation, because I think it really symbolises what the public transport interchange is there to deliver. We've more than doubled the number of bus bays and coach bays, and importantly, significantly improved the experience for our customers. Rather than having to pull your bags uphill or go up steps, now level across to the terminal, undercover walkway across to the terminal, flight information screens. When you think about UK PLC delivering infrastructure, what the team have managed to deliver in 19 months, just over 600 days, I think really is transformational. At the heart of that has been the working relationship with our two principal contractors, Griffiths and Farrans. But importantly as well, this project also afforded us the ability to be able to project forward a number of community benefits. And I had the joy to meet a number of the apprentices. It was great to hear their stories and hear how they're progressing. But it's also provided an opportunity to engage locally into the local community, as well as within the local supply chain. So underpinning what we stand for here at Bristol Airport has been proud to be your airport. But what will this afford us to deliver? We've doubled the number of bus bays. I know we've got a number of operators here today. I'm hoping in the year or so ahead we will be able to expand upon that. We've developed a number of services over the last year, providing connectivity up the M5, for instance. And importantly, we've stepped up the frequency on those key services in close proximity to the airport. And those are the A1 and also the A3 flyer, operating into Bristol Temple Meads and into Weston. And importantly, one of our key aspects is to provide free travel for everybody who has one of these IDs, which is everybody here at the airport. We're unique in the whole of the UK that we provide free travel on the A1, the A3, and importantly from last week, the A4, which runs through South Bristol right the way through to Bath. That is a key issue for us in terms of trying to get people to arrive and depart by public transport, particularly for those people who come on a daily basis. And as you'll see behind me, this lovely green bus, we are investing in conjunction with First Bus, really mirroring what's happening across our region, to have full electrification of the A1 and the A3 in 2026. Just shows once again our level of ambition, reflecting the increase in frequency, making a more attractive service, but importantly, a more sustainable service. So in total, we really want to be the region's gateway. That first impression of the region as you arrive and also as you depart. But I thought I'd just take the opportunity just to talk a little bit about what's coming ahead and how we're continuing to invest in the airport. Because whilst today is a real key milestone for us, I also wanted to just highlight where our level of ambition is over the course of the coming years, and importantly how we're giving back to our customers in terms of the facilities and the experience which we want to give, and quite rightly, they deserve. So as we grow forward, mirroring people's aspiration to travel to and from our region, we're growing the level of employment. The level of employment has grown by over 40% to over 5,500 people across a whole cross-section of roles. Yes, in construction. Yes, in terms of our airlines who have grown, but in the food and beverage outlets, the engineering companies. And importantly, that then has a secondary impact in terms of the number of people who are employed out with the airport in all of the wider supply chain elements across our region and indeed beyond. And in turn, that means that a positive impact, and it's always a hard figure when you start to talk in billions, is hugely significant to our region and something we're really proud to play a part in and to have a positive impact for our region as we look ahead. At the same time, we need to take our responsibilities very seriously, and no more so than our journey towards net zero. In fact, I was reminded in the last few days that both myself and Mike Belt, leader of North Somerset Council, stood in this very room in December 2023, a little bit cooler that day, that was the day we launched our sustainabilities. And we've delivered against our promises in terms of biodiversity net gain, working with the Eden Project, increasing the level of bats, for instance, in Lionsgate Wood. We've developed and implemented our skills and employment plan, supporting apprentices across our region. And importantly, we've delivered on our net zero operations. We were the first airport to declare being net zero operations for Scope 1 and 2 by 2030. And this is how we're doing. By the end of this year, we'll be nearing a 50% reduction versus 2019. How have we done that? We've done the obvious things like heating and lighting, electric buses, hydrated vegetable oil, which reduces CO2 emissions by 90%. We've built a solar farm, and what's coming next will be taking gas out of the terminal and increasing the number of vehicles being electrified. And that sits in parallel to all of the great work which has taken place in the wider aviation industry. The recent announcement by government to support SAF production is hugely welcomed and something which we want to continue to work with as we reduce Scope 3 emissions, those up in the air, as well as working on new forms of fuel, such as hydrogen. We were the first airport in the whole of the UK to trial hydrogen. Why do we want to do that? Because we wanted to de-risk it for the future, send the right signals, promote investment on that journey towards a lower CO2 future, and ultimately to net zero operations. And then finally, just looking at our investment plan, there's some exciting things happening. Those of you who have been through security over the last few months will have seen the very significant improvements. We've invested over £10 million. The days of putting a little liquid in plastic bags, I know we've been telling you that for the last 18 years, but good news is you don't have to put your 100 mils in a little plastic bag. You can now have up to 2 litres in your bag. Keep your electrical items in your bag, trying to improve the experience for our customers. The essentials like new toilets. We're going to be investing in a new electric vehicle charging hub immediately opposite the hangar here in 2026. And importantly, our next big investment will be our terminal expansion of the departure lounge, which we know at peak periods comes under duress. The insight from our customers tells us they want a more exciting offer, a more diversified offer in the form of new food and beverage and retail units. And that project will be kicking off later this year and completing by the end of 2028. We are delivering for our customers and hopefully, as I say, repaying our customers' loyalty to ensure that they have a great experience and enjoy the many benefits which come from aviation whilst being a responsible business. So our purpose is to connect our region responsibly. Hopefully today, and through what I've highlighted, and your interactions with the team will make sure that you understand how we live to those values and how we're looking to take this business forward in the future. Thank you very much, everybody. Enjoy.
Bath and West Wiltshire's Radio Bath.